Back Bang. This is episode
61.
Oh, with the lisp, you did it.
I didn't. Did I?
Was that normal?
61 is.
That's how Paul talks. 61 weeks of Ping bringing you the hottest stories that Microsofties are talking about, except for, of course, last week, where neither you nor I were here. I was actually here doing the Bing Map Apps announcement and SDK with Chris Pendleton, all their news coming from TechEd. And next week, I won't be here.
Yes.
So we'll be having version 2 of Boys Without Foys.
I'm nervous. You guys have anything planned?
Yeah, we're gonna try and get the highest rated episode again.
Again?
Yes.
That was not the highest rated.
I think there were 17 thumbs up.
Get out of here. Well, we're gonna top it this week. I mean, I think if you bring on scantily clad women and people who can juggle, it might help the ratings.
Okay. Well, start disrobing.
All right. Just recently, we announced Wave 4. All of our products called Wave something.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But anyway, not the announcement. We announced the announcement of Windows Live Essentials, which is essentially it's the fun apps that don't come with Windows 7.
Right.
So it doesn't bog down your system and slow down the speed of your computer. Instead, you can
you put it on your computer.
No, it's optional download.
Sure. No.
Sure.
So Windows Live Essentials is just a suite of free applications like Live Messenger, mm-hmm. Photo Gallery, Movie Maker,
all
Windows
upgraded.
Live Sync. Yeah. And well, Wave 4 is just like the fourth major release of this thing. And this will run on Vista and Windows 7.
Yep.
But there's a lot of cool stuff that comes into each one of these applications. So
some new applications like the Sync.
Yeah, so Sync has actually been around for a while. It was called Folder Share back in the day, and now it's under the Windows Live brand,
right.
So that way you can sync folders between computers through the internet, and it also has
like up to 200 folders.
Yeah. And it can do it across PCs and Macs, so
cool.
It's a pretty useful service.
The coolest thing I think is in the photo is in the
yes yeah the Windows Live Photo Gallery.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorite apps ever.
It's got it's now just announced facial recognition.
Yep.
Which is cool, and it does this sort of composite imagery where you can take a picture of us, maybe mm-hmm. even throw some other people in our picture, but then actually choose our best face from various other pictures and sort of composite so we all look good, not just me.
Right, yeah. It's called Photo Fuse, and that's where if you take a bunch of pictures, and there could be one picture, you know, where like I'm smiling and Laura's like, you know, just all messed up.
Right.
And then I take another picture and I'm still, you know, perfect. Mm-hmm. And she's a little bit less drunk.
Right.
Or
more
conscious.
Right.
And then you just essentially
so
choose,
it's,
you click.
It's licensed to get as ugly as you want.
That's right.
Because you just fix it.
That's right.
I love that.
Or you just put all the ugly pictures in.
Right.
And then you post it to Facebook and everyone immediately untags themselves.
It also has geotagging.
Yes, geotagging is another thing. So that way when you go out and you start updating your Foursquare on mm-hmm. where you're at.
From your Windows mobile phone.
Yep, or with your
Windows
kin.
Windows Phone 7. Yeah.
You can have all that stuff.
I think you can use Foursquare in the kin. There's no apps on a kin.
Yeah, but you can geotag your photos with
the kin.
Upload. And, but that's a whole
all other right. So there you go. So Windows Live Essentials coming out and available to you this summer. So look for it.
Yep. All right, Microsoft's coming out with the Windows Azure Tools for Visual Studio version 1.2. So there are a number of updates in here. The best update by far. Is the ability to deploy the Azure apps that you're developing inside Visual Studio
mm-hmm.
directly to Windows Azure. Because previously, obviously, as you know, Laura, from being the hardcore developer that you are, it was super annoying to have to go through and build packages and these configuration files, then go log into a website and upload these files and
mm-hmm.
have it deploy. It's just an incredibly
slow.
Yeah, it's slow and it's clunky, and for such a robust service,
right.
I really had expected more. But like 3 to 6 months ago, the Azure team had released this management API that allowed developers to programmatically control Windows Azure. I know a number of my developer friends internally were super excited, and as
uh-huh.
were teams, that they could just have these build processes completely automated and deployment process completely automated. And now There are these additions to Visual Studio that you can download.
So it's like you've been asking for this. You've been dreaming about it. Yeah, you've been wanting it.
Well, I mean, it's really something that has been expected for quite some time. Finally delivered. Developers are going to be very happy.
Your cup is always like half empty.
Yeah. No, I just keep it real for the Niners. Like they know that
maybe there's a Niner or two out there who was like, oh my God, I had never thought about it. This is great. It was all exciting.
If there's a developer out there that never considered having something like this, they might need to reconsider their role.
I'm just trying to keep the kids happy, give them what they want.
Yeah. Now, there are a couple extra things in here. Like, if you go through the Server Explorer, and generally in the left-hand pane of Visual Studio.
It's customizable.
It is customizable.
So.
You can actually look at how you can monitor the usage of your different services. So.
Cool.
Yeah. A bunch of good stuff. We'll link to the full blog post.
Thanks, Paul. I'm sure we've all been saddened by the news and the images coming out of the Gulf from the BP oil spill. Terrible, and hopefully everyone is doing everything you can to help and lend a hand and give what you can. And Bing is also doing everything they can to help. And recently they made a deal with Stephen Colbert.
From the Colbert Report.
Are you a fun? Are you a fan? I don't know what happened there.
I'm a bit of a fun.
You're a fun?
Yeah.
Better than Jon Stewart?
Oh, by far, yeah. Cole, actually, I had a personal goal for myself a couple years ago. I was very certain that I was going to find some way to get on the Colbert Report.
Yeah.
Or Hot Chicks with Douchebags.com. It was one of the two.
Right.
And I ended up making on the latter. So.
Right. I've always wanted to get on Fat Chicks and Party Hats, but...
So the difference is I'm not joking.
Right. Okay. I am. Anyway, moving on. So Bing and Colbert said, hi, nice to meet you. We're going to make a partnership. And
it's very serendipitous.
Yes.
Not really.
And they made an agreement that every time Stephen Colbert said the word Bing. On his show, they would give $2,500 to the charity of his choice. And, of course, he opted for it to go to Relief in the Gulf Coast. And let's just show you a clip to give you a little taste of how Colbert handled this situation.
When I see these images of the coastal environment and wildlife being devastated, I just wish there was some way I could donate someone else's money. I donate my own, but most of my cash is in BP stock. And I believe those are so worthless now, they're being stuffed into booms to absorb oil. Fortunately, there is a corporation that has offered to help me help the Gulf. The website Bing. Okay, let me explain what happened. Bing has offered to donate $2,500 to a charity of my choice every time I say the word Bing. By the way, Bing is a great website for doing internet searches. I know that because I Googled it. So, remember, whenever you hear this Bing, when I say Bing, and the Bing logo bings, that means Bing heard my Bing and Bing the Bing to acknowledge my Bing. I am going to get so much money out of these guys, I'll be Rob Bing them blind. So thank you for your generosity. You may go now. Bing.
Oh, that was awesome. My head is throbbing.
I knew something was going to come from you out of there. Absolutely genius. I love it. He took it for everything they're worth. Obviously, one of the funnier moments was when he said, I know Bing is a great search engine, and I know this because I Googled it.
Yeah. I mean, that joke's been around for quite some time, but it was just very, very well delivered.
It was.
Yeah.
So, yep.
One interesting thing I found about this is that nowhere in that clip does he mention Microsoft at all. It only says Bing, and that it's a search engine.
Do you think that people don't know?
I don't know if people don't know. I think there's still some unawareness of what Bing is.
Maybe.
But I'm assuming that was very well written to dance around the topic that it was a Microsoft-based search engine, just so that people think.
I think it's a good idea because obviously there's a lot of people out there with a negative feeling towards Microsoft. So why even throw it that way? Let them take a clean opinion of the Bing.
Yeah. I'm just curious to see who, either on our marketing department or...
It was me.
Yeah.
It was me. You know, I actually have friends who didn't know that Hotmail was Microsoft.
Okay.
I don't hang out with the brightest
now,
people.
Is it Hotmale? Because that's definitely
that's
not
a different group of friends.
Those
are my Capitol Hill boys.
Okay.
Next. As we mentioned earlier, sad face, I won't be here next week. And the reason I won't be here is because I'm going to E3! You're not as excited as I am.
I mean, I'm really excited for Boys Without Boys, episode 62.
Well, that'll be fun too. But E3, as you know, and if you don't, you should, is like Disneyland for gamers. All of the big game developers and publishers sort of show off what they have coming out in the next year.
And show off booth babes.
Actually, booth babes were banned about 4 years ago.
They've been allowed. People still push the
limit. They pushed the limit, but not like E3 back in the day. Oh, Paul, I could tell you some stories.
Yeah.
But we only have so much time. And we're rated G. anyway, so just real quick, I'll give you a full report when I get back. But obviously, the big news is Natal will be there.
Mm-hmm.
It will be playable.
Yep.
This is going to be the buzz. They're going to supposedly... people will be playing it today, Monday, when this airs, and all throughout the week. And we've actually got a pretty good lineup of other... Everything kind of pales in comparison. I'm wondering what Sony and Nintendo are going to bring to the table that could possibly steal the thunder from Natal, because it's going to be tough.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see how we've executed on Natal. Like, it's an amazing vision. They've had a bunch of compelling demos and just, like, really interesting... science behind the thing,
yeah.
So I really can't wait to hear what actual random people's reactions
and
playing
that
about.
Hopefully it lives up to the hype, because we've been hyping it and just people have been buzzing about it for over a year. But I mean, other than that, there's obviously some a million new games coming out. Certain things that I myself will be looking forward to. Always good to see the new Madden game.
Mm-hmm.
See who's on the cover, getting the curse.
Yep.
New Halo game, obviously Gears of War 3, Lego Star Wars. There's a bunch of stuff coming out, and I'll bring you...
Do you like the Lego things? Like, I've played them, they're kind of fun, but I don't understand the whole obsession with, like, having Lego characters, and they just kind of do this, and stuff assembles themselves.
You know what, it's just a kind of cutesy thing. And here's the thing, as tough as I am, you know. Ayo, that's my New York. I really don't like sort of the realistic, graphic, violent games. I would much rather play, like, Sly Cooper in The Thievius Raccoonist, you know, or, like, Abe's Odyssey than something realistic and gory like...
Tetris.
Yeah, that's realistic and gory. But, you know, that's just me. I'm just a sweet, gentle, lovable person. I don't know what you prefer.
Yep.
Probably something with, you know.
I actually started liking Tetris quite a bit. But aside from that, it's just Halo and Seen It when we get groups of people over for dinner and such.
Alan Wake I'm actually looking forward to as well.
Yeah,
it looks scary. I probably won't sleep for months after playing it. But, all right, that's E3. We'll get back next. All right, that's it for this week, but we want to give you a little nugget of goodness before we send you off. Well, first, before we do that, you wanted to mention some comments in the board?
Oh, yeah. Zubar gave us the brilliant idea that we should be in 3D. Could you imagine if we throw these things and they just kind of pop out at you?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Now, so, but we can do this. We've done it before on Channel 9.
The funny thing is, like, we're doing all these 3D things as if in post-processing we're going to make ourselves 3D for this episode, but we're not. But perhaps
that is funny.
For a future
you said
episode.
You're a stand-up, right?
Oh, yeah.
How's it working out?
It's really hard to do two things at once: standing up and doing comedy.
I got you. Anyway, we promise we will work on that, because I think it'll be fun, and I think we have to do a whole themed show around it. You know, we can talk about 3D games, we can talk about 3D movies. You know, we can dress funny.
Yep.
We can do that. Sounds good. All right, that's a wrap. Before we go, I wanted to show you this little clip of yumminess that I found online. Some people are talking about it, and it's a tutorial, which we'll link to, and just the most amazing video with light painting, which is actually not too difficult to do if you have a lot of patience.
Right.
Which I don't.
And
but if you guys
do. Lots
of
friends and some high-tech equipment.
Not really that high-tech. I mean, to get something to their level, yes.
Yeah.
But essentially, I mean, I've done it with a still camera. So, you know, just take that and move it into a video.
Yeah.
So, all bored already. I'm going to go to the clip, and we will see you next time here on Pig. Let the light paint begin. Ow!
Ready? Exposing.
Flashing.
Yeah!
Yeah.